I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin this hour with breaking news from southern Gaza.
No.
The Gaza Interior Ministry says at least 49 Palestinians have been killed in overnight Israeli strikes on homes in two towns. Israel has been telling people to move to safety from northern to southern Gaza, but Israeli officials said there was no ceasefire in place in southern Gaza, even though security sources in Egypt said a deal had been reached to allow foreigners out of Gaza and for aid to be brought in. President Biden is going to Israel on Wednesday. CBS News White House correspondent Weisha Zhang says Mr. Biden thinks it's important to show Israeli leaders his support face-to-face.
It is one thing for the president to say from here that U.S. support for Israel is rock solid and unwavering. But to be there and to actually stand next to Israeli officials and deliver the same message in person, of course, is much more significant.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president during his trip will be focused on securing the release of hostages.
We want to get as much information about the hostage situation as we can so that we can develop policy options.
But CBS's Holly Williams says it's not clear that all of the hostages are even still alive.
Hamas seemed to suggest that it might be willing or wanting to do some kind of a prisoner swap, exchanging those captives for the 6,000 Palestinians that it says are being held in Israeli prisons. But at the same time, Hamas has also claimed